Chapter 23. The Withdrawal Period. For up to 3 weeks after your last porn session, you may be subjected to withdrawal symptoms. These generally consist of two separate but distinct factors. One, an empty, insecure, agitated feeling similar to hunger or craving, making you feel restless, like you must do something. 2, a state of being increasingly triggered by non-sexual external stimulus such as advertisements, TV commercials, music videos, news interviews, etc. Failure to understand and differentiate between these two factors will make it difficult to achieve success using the willpower method and is the reason why many fall back into the porn trap after long periods of abstinence. Although withdrawals from dopamine addiction don't cause physical pain, they're substantial enough to push someone with weakened willpower and impulse controls over the edge. These withdrawal symptoms are similar to the feelings of hunger after going a few hours without food. The stomach rumbles, but there isn't any physical pain. Even so, we're likely to become very irritable when deprived of food. Similarly, we become irritable when our addicted brains demand another dopamine rush. With the right frame of mind, the withdrawal pangs are easily overcome and will disappear very quickly. After abstaining for a few days on the willpower method, the craving for dopamine disappears quickly. It's gone in a few days. It's the second factor, brainwashing, false beliefs, and fear, that cause difficulty after the withdrawal symptoms have vanished. The porn user has built a habit of relieving withdrawal symptoms at certain times and occasions, which links certain situations with porn. If they usually watch porn at 9 p.m., their brains will learn to expect porn sessions around this time. When the clock nears 9 p.m., they'll get cravings. If they tend to watch porn on a laptop or phone in bed, being in this situation will trigger porn cravings. If trying to quit using the willpower method, the porn user believes they're making a sacrifice. They will fearfully wait for urges to leave, convincing themselves that they're powerless against them. With this attitude, far from removing these trigger mechanisms, they're increasing them. They wonder how long they have to survive before they become a nofap god, paving the way for self-loathing and self-resentment when they fail. A common trigger is alone time, particularly after social events, especially if it was a romantic date and it didn't end in an orgasm. What should have been experienced as a calming and pleasant social occasion leads them into a porn session because the brainwashing and orgasm entitlement mindset has not been dealt with. Outlasting the withdrawal symptoms and gaining freedom is possible with the willpower method, but very difficult. Porn users who succeed in this way will eventually accept their lot and get on with life. However, since the brainwashing remains, they may still crave porn on certain occasions even after years of freedom. This is yet another reason why it is absolutely essential to deal with the false beliefs and brainwashing in the beginning. This method is not magic. It will not eliminate all of your addiction triggers. Ex-porn users who have not dealt with their brainwashing may regard internet porn as a placebo, thinking, "I know porn does nothing for me, but if I think it does, then on certain occasions it will be helpful." A placebo, although giving no actual physical help, can be a powerful psychological aid to relieve genuine symptoms and is therefore perceived as a benefit. Internet porn and habitual masturbation, however, isn't a placebo. Why? Because porn creates the symptoms it relieves and eventually ceases to relieve them completely. A real placebo is harmless. Consider the case of someone who is not addicted to porn and experiences a breakup with their partner. It's quite common, even with the best intentions, to think, "One porn session won't hurt anything and will help calm me down." However, even after the porn session is over, the original tragedy is still there. All that the porn provided was a fleeting psychological boost that could have been provided by a book or feel-good movie. Many non-porn users and ex-porn users have become re-addicted because of such occasions. You don't need the dopamine rush and are only torturing yourself further by continuing to regard it as some sort of benefit or coping mechanism. There's no need to pay for enjoyment with misery. Chasing orgasms doesn't make good relationships, but having been brainwashed by societal false beliefs and porn addiction, orgasms are the goal of relationships for the porn user. You don't have to be an orgasm-focused dopamine addict. If it happens as a natural result of fulfilling and enjoyable life events, that's wonderful, but we must be able to enjoy life even without constant orgasms too. Even after abandoning the belief that porn is pleasurable, many porn users think, if only there was clean or ethical internet porn. This line of thinking is a waste of time. It's yet another rationalization of the addiction. The only reason you're using porn is to receive the rush of dopamine your brain is addicted to. Once you're rid of the dopamine craving for porn, you'll have no need to search for any type of porn, safe or not. Whether withdrawal symptoms are caused by actual dopamine withdrawal or trigger mechanisms, accept them. There is no physical pain, and with the right frame of mind, the symptoms won't be a problem at all. Don't worry about withdrawal, you'll be fine. It's the association with feelings of being deprived of porn that's the problem. Instead of feeling sorry about it, acknowledge it. I know what this is, it's withdrawal from porn. It's what porn users suffer from their entire lives, and it keeps them addicted. People who are free don't suffer these symptoms. It's one of the many evils of this addiction. I'm purging this evil from my brain. For the next 3 weeks, you'll experience slight trauma inside your body. But during those weeks, and for the rest of your life, something marvelous will be happening. You'll be ridding yourself of an awful disease. Enjoy the discomfort and craving. This is your redemption. Let these become moments of pleasure. You're starving the pornographic parasite living inside your stomach. You have to starve it for 3 weeks while it tries to trick you into feeding it with porn in order to stay alive. Within those 3 weeks, you'll be miserable at times. You'll be caught off guard. You'll stumble upon a porn website or see a pornographic advertisement and forget that you've quit for a moment. Be prepared for these encounters in advance. Whenever you are tempted, remember, it's only there because your brain is craving dopamine. It's a mechanical response to overstimulation. It means nothing. There are no malfunctions, stresses, or anything jeopardizing your health. In fact, you're healing. Resist the temptation and deal another mortal blow to your addiction. Don't try to forget about porn. This is another mistake made by people trying to quit using the willpower method. They try to get through each day hoping they'll eventually just forget about porn entirely. Have you ever had trouble sleeping and tried to concentrate on falling asleep? The more you worry about not being able to fall asleep, the harder it becomes to actually sleep. This situation is similar. You won't be able to forget about it. There are laptops and smartphones everywhere. You'll have constant reminders, but that's okay. You have no need to forget. Nothing bad is happening. Instead, something wonderful is happening. You're healing. Even if you're thinking about porn 1,000 times a day, savor each moment and remind yourself of how wonderful it is to be free. Remind yourself of the joy you feel for not having to torture yourself anymore. As said previously, you'll find that withdrawal symptoms become moments of pleasure. With the right mindset, you'll be surprised how easy it is to quit porn. Don't doubt your decision to quit. Once you start to doubt, you'll pity yourself. If this happens, use that moment of pity and convert it into a confidence boost. If withdrawal is causing you depression, remind yourself, that's what porn was doing to you. If a friend forwards you a porn website link, take pride in saying, I am happy to say I don't need that anymore. This will hurt them, but when they see it isn't bothering you, they'll be thinking about joining you. Remember, you have incredibly powerful reasons for quitting porn in the first place. Remind yourself of the costs and ask yourself if you really want to risk the malfunction of your body, mind, and future any longer. Be mindful of the addiction's efforts to rationalize illogical reasons to justify itself, and above all, remember that the feelings of withdrawal are only temporary. With each moment, you are closer to your goal. Don't believe that you'll have to spend the rest of your life resisting and reversing triggers. Don't believe that you'll have to go through your life pretending like you don't need porn. Remember, the optimist sees the glass as half full and the pessimist sees it as half empty. In the case of pornography, the bottle is empty, but the addict sees it as full. There are no advantages to using internet porn. It's the porn addict who has been brainwashed. Once you start telling yourself that you don't need to orgasm using porn, in a very short time you won't even need to say it. You'll see the truth yourself. Chapter 24. Just one little peek. This is the undoing of many using the willpower method. They'll go through 3 or 4 days and then decide to have just one little peek to satisfy the craving. They don't realize the devastating effect this has on their morale. The first peek at porn was never as enjoyable as sex with a real person, but it did provide a shot of dopamine. Not knowing the dangers of porn addiction, it didn't cross your mind that because your very first porn session wasn't enjoyable, you were going to become addicted. Enjoyment of orgasm wasn't the reason you became addicted to porn. If porn users were using porn for the orgasm alone, they'd never watch another video. The real reason why you needed porn was to silence the cravings for dopamine, if only for an hour or two. For those trying to quit using willpower, how precious just one little peek must be after starving themselves for 4 days. Your conscious mind is unaware, but the fix your body received is communicated to your subconscious, and all your preparation to quit will be undermined. There'll be a little voice at the back of your mind saying, in spite of all logic, porn is precious, and that you want another peek. Just one little peek has 2 damaging effects. 1, it keeps the craving alive in your body. 2, it strengthens your brainwashing by making porn a forbidden fruit worth compromising your progress for. Porn is a mouse trap without the cheese. Using willpower, you have to convince yourself not to grab the cheese, but as you've learned with this method, it's actually poison. You don't need to avoid it or fear it. You know enough not to eat it. Remember, just one little peek is how people get into the addiction in the first place. Chapter 25. Will it be harder for me to quit? Each person is unique and situated differently in life, so inevitably we'll find the experience of quitting porn different from someone else. Each of us has our own character, career, personal circumstances, schedule, goals, living situation, relationships, etc. As discussed earlier, the dopamine withdrawals, while certainly a factor, are not the main reason why quitting porn is difficult. If the brainwashing and ingrained false beliefs about porn and sexual gratification are removed, quitting doesn't need to be overly difficult for anyone. Persons with stressful jobs and careers may find it more difficult to go through the dopamine withdrawal phase because they've wired their brains to be completely dependent on porn for stress relief. After a hard day at work, stress could appear to be momentarily relieved by porn. When this becomes habitual behavior, the porn session becomes incorrectly associated with the relief attained, and the porn user's brain will be taught to remember that porn is a stress reliever. Feeling stressed will become a trigger for porn cravings, and porn will become very precious to the porn user, even more so when they try to quit using the willpower method and start to experience withdrawal symptoms. This experience also applies to a porn user on a porn diet, or a porn user who does not have the bodily stamina to use porn as much as their brain craves it. Extended periods of abstinence from porn makes the user feel miserable because they believe they are being deprived of a real stress-relieving activity. The sense of loss is greatly increased as time goes on. However, if you can first remove the brainwashing and self-pity which incorrectly attributes value to porn addiction, you can find stress relief in other ways and go on enjoying your life even while the body is craving the dopamine neurotransmitters because you know it's all an illusion. A common situation for many is boredom combined with periods of stress. Typical examples are students, single parents, and shift workers. People in these situations can face periods of increased stress, but also periods of extended monotony. During an attempt to stop on the willpower method, these people have long periods of time to feel sorry for themselves about the loss of their porn addiction, which is their normal way of relieving stress. This self-pity and feeling of being deprived can increase feelings of depression. Again, this is easily overcome if your frame of mind is correct. During the first few weeks of withdrawal symptoms, don't worry about being continually reminded of your porn addiction by your brain. Every time, trust your decision to quit this horrible addiction and rejoice that you're no longer a porn user. If you have a positive frame of mind, you'll automatically turn the addicted brain's cravings for